Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is 3:30, and it's time for another edition, a brand new edition of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
I'm going to read an old tweet, and Tiki will guess which WFAN coworker should we toast for this post from the past. Are you ready?
I am.
All right.
I am.
July 22nd, 2018. I'm too lazy to actually slice a banana to put in my Cheerios, so instead, I take a spoonful of Cheerios and bite the banana and just mush it up in my mouth.
What in the world?
Who is that? Is that Sean Morash, Al Dukes, Chris McMonagle, or Greg Giannotti?
That's an odd way to eat a banana slash Cheerios.
By the way, when I found this tweet last night, I tried it. So I thought this was a brilliant idea.
I have to say that's Al Dukes.
A nice round ass.
It is Al Dukes. Have you ever tried that?
No.
Take a spoonful of Cheerios and then bite the banana. Just
don't you eat your Cheerios with milk?
So I'm not a huge milk guy, so I do include milk usually. But I tried this last night after I found this post. And I got to tell you, and I've said this a lot about Albuquerque Dukes. Brilliant man. I liked it.
This was brilliant?
This was brilliant, yeah.
It tasted that delicious that you would do it again?
You know what it did? It cut out the middleman, like preparing the Cheerios and the bananas and the milk. You got to get the bowl out. You got to get the spoon. You know, you got to make sure the milk is ripe.
How
you know?
Lazy are you?
What?
How lazy are you?
That's a lot of work.
Making cereal is literally the easiest thing food to make in the world.
So none of you guys are going to try this?
My kids have been doing this for years.
I also don't like add-ins on the cereal. Just let the cereal be the cereal.
Agree. Cereal milk just for me.
Really? Yeah.
Maybe oatmeal. You do the add-ins.
Right. That's oatmeal.
You do some raisins.
Cereal?
Cut
what
up
I'm,
a banana.
When I approach the cereal aisle, what I see in the box is what I want. Nothing more, nothing less.
That's crazy. I tell you something interesting about me. Maybe it's not interesting. I guess you'll decide, and then we'll decide to move on very quickly. I will only eat Cheerios and milk if it includes bananas. Cheerios with just milk feels like a waste of time.
Well, you're eating the wrong Cheerios.
Well, which Cheerios should I be eating?
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut's overrated. Not
bam.
Good. No.
They're good.
They're fantastic.
Kevin Garnett agrees with you, but You don't get that reference?
No.
Okay. We'll move on then. Here's social media post number two. This is from March 17th, 2012. If you ask me not to fart all night, I'll be floating over the bed in the morning like a balloon. Was that Sean Morash, Al Dukes, Tiki Barber, or Evan Roberts?
I definitely didn't say it. I don't think you would. It's got to be Sean.
You're wrong.
Who is it?
I keep guessing since you're so confident.
It's got to be you then.
Mm.
You're wrong.
So now it's down to you and Al Dukes.
It's not me, so it's got to be Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
Tiki Barber, ladies
this
and gentlemen.
This is Tiki Barber.
That
is so not me.
Oh, it's not you?
There's no chance.
Well, why would I make this up? That's you. It's Tiki Barber. Showing him my phone right now, so he's confused. Get my phone back.
What?
Don't flip. Because I don't want him seeing other tweets. Not like I have naked pictures on there. I just don't want him seeing the other posts.
Sure, you don't, big fella. Who assumed naked pictures?
He didn't read the hashtag.
Oh, there's a hashtag, yeah. What I heard today.
The tush push.
Oh, so you're quoting somebody else?
That's what had the hashtag, what I heard today.
Tiki, that sounds like a social media version of I'm asking for a friend.
Exactly.
You think I sit in bed and fart? Do you think I'm that kind of person?
Yes. Well, no, that tweet would indicate that you would fart, not hold it in.
No.
What do you mean that kind of person? What do you think? No American goes to bed and blasts a little gas at night?
Yes.
Privacy in your own home. You don't have to hold it in for anybody.
I don't remember tweeting that, by the way. What year was that?
That was 2012. I love finding the old Tiki gems, especially when he has no idea he tweeted it.
I just love the Tiki, basically. That's what you think of me? You think I just go to bed fart?
Yeah, like, there's nothing wrong with that.
We all let it rip when we get home.
I have a wife that I have, like, respect for.
Well, I have respect for my wife, but I'll tell you right now, if I'm in bed and I got to let it out, I let it out. Mm-hmm. And she respects that.
And
I think
she tells you to hold
it,
and then if you're not, you're going to be floating over the bed?
So my wife has always been good with me letting it out. There was one time, and it was recent, where it was so... Like, I guess it was too loud, or it sounded a certain way, where she's like...
You can hear it from space.
Where she finally put her foot down and said, why don't you just go to the bathroom? That was the one time she stopped me. Anyhow, let's get to post number three. Back to serious business. This is from August 1st, 2017. Dogs are popular because most people are bleep holes looking for something to love them.
What?
That's a very powerful statement.
Wow, that's like
dogs
harsh.
Are popular because most people are bleep holes looking for something to love them. Who posted that? Was that Sean Morash, Tommy Lugauer, Jerry Recco, or Greg Giannotti?
Who doesn't have a dog?
Oh, you think the person wouldn't have a dog?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's play this game. Sean, do you have a dog?
Yeah.
Okay. I know he does because we did a spec ad.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, they didn't pick us.
Gio has a dog, so that's two.
Dog!
Lugie, do you have a dog?
I do not.
No, I don't know about Recco either. I'm not sure about
I'm going to say it's Recco.
You're wrong.
Oh, it's got to be Lugie then.
You're wrong.
But I do agree with the person that tweeted this.
He agrees with the sentiment. Actually, the correct answer is Greg Giannotti.
You losers!
Which may have been before he had a dog, but even if he does have the dog, like, the statement is actually kind of right. Like, it's not fully right, but I sort of agree with it because a lot of people are that, and they have no one.
I have a dog, and I'm not that.
No, but that's where he's partially right. I'm not saying you are. I'm not saying I am.
Sean
I have a dog
a
as
dog
well.
Dog, and he's not.
I know, but it's not everybody, but there are a lot of people in this world who are complete bleeps, and no one will actually love them. And the only thing that would love them is a dog.
What kind of dog would you have to get to love you if you were a bleep?
I don't think it matters. I think any dog loves you as long as you feed them and walk them.
I think if you're the kind of person that buys like a $1,000 pocketbook to carry around your small dog in,
yes.
You're Foofy. Probably one of those people.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting. All right, here's your final post today. This is from July 31st, 2021. Maybe one day Javier Baez can teach Francisco Lindor how to play in New York.
Evan Roberts.
Choice one, Evan Roberts. Choice two, Sal Licata. Choice three, Tommy Lugauer. Or choice four, Greg Giannotti.
Evan Roberts.
You're wrong.
Why would you assume it's me?
Because that just sounds like something you would say. And plus, you just said his name, whatever it was.
Javier Baez?
Like a week ago. Or
oh, something. Did I? Yeah. I forgot. Well, it's not me. So you want a second guess, or should I just tell you the obvious answer?
It's Tommy.
You're wrong.
Who?
Sal Licata.
Sal Licata.
You know, what's so funny about this is that it's been a long time. It's been 3 years. But 3 years ago, when the Mets traded for Javier Baez, that view of Francisco Lindor not being able to handle New York felt real.
Yeah.
It felt legitimate. And so sometimes, you know, you laugh and we all have a chuckle, but then you put yourself back in what we felt at the time. And I don't think he expressed anything that was that crazy at the time. Francisco Lindor's first year with the New York Mets, some people take offense to me calling it a disaster. I would say it was a great disappointment.
Mm.
And then you factor in what actually happened a few weeks after said social media post, which is Javier Baez comes here. He produces at a very high level. Javi Baez was a productive Met, and both Baez and Lindor decide very famously to give Met fans the thumbs down. And it did look like Francisco Lindor was going to go into the laundry basket
right.
of how, many athletes who could not play.
How many times did that happen?
Did the thumbs down happen?
Yeah.
I think it was a handful of times, and then when they were asked about it, and Baez gave the answer. It was Baez who gave the answer.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Answer. Yeah. I think it started to stop after that, plus the team started losing. So it didn't last very long, but I think when anyone thinks back to the 2021 New York Mets, unfortunately, you think of Jacob deGrom's health because he was having an amazing season, and you think of the thumbs down. But it did look back in 2021 like Francisco Lindor could not handle New York City. And imagine this, Met fans. It's been 3 years.
Yeah.
He is the MVP in most of our minds.
Right.
And most of us are checking social media ferociously because we're praying to the baseball gods that he's in the starting lineup because he's carried this team to a potential playoff spot.
Yeah, you're desperate for him now.
Yeah.
And you can't see this Mets team having success without him.
Isn't that a...
It's crazy how quickly things change. But the same thing happened for Diaz, right?
That's a great comparison, yeah.
So it's...
Edwin Diaz was dead and buried around here.
Yeah, it's quick to jump. You're quick to jump off because it doesn't feel like he fits. And then you're not taking into account how hard it is to fit somewhere new.
But you know what?
Especially in New York.
It's very, very tough. But there are a lot of guys, especially in Met history, and certainly you could bring up Yankee history, and certainly throughout New York sports history, where when we buried a guy a year in or 6 months in, we were right.
Mm-hmm.
They never recovered. There are plenty of guys who fit that bill. where we were right. Yep, Jason Bay stinks. He can't play here. Well, guess what? Ultimately, we were right. Fans turned on Bobby Bonilla many years ago. Well, guess what? They were right. So it's a credit to Lindor and Diaz, and it's a good call on Edwin Diaz, too, because he did it as well, that they were able to recover from basically being just assumed as one of those guys that couldn't play.
Yeah, they were treated like pariahs in a way. And all of a sudden, they're great.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.